James Graham Brown never forgot the day he was refused service at a Louisville business. The event served as a motivator for his own enterprise. The result is a place you can still visit today. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect to Compete and the Ad Council.
Scott Hagen shares the story of a Louisville legend.
James Graham Brown was a lumberman. He had moved from Madison, Indiana to Louisville in 1903. And rumor has it that he was visiting the Silbach Hotel up the street, and they refused him because they didn't think he was dressed properly because he was in his lumberman overalls.
Mr. Brown never forgot being refused service at the Silbach. He pledged to offer a more elegant and more accepting place to stay.
He was going to build a hotel that would put them out of business. And so the hotel was built in 1923 at a tune of $4 million. And here we are today.
The Brown Hotel is just a couple of blocks from the Silbach. Both are elegant hotels in downtown Louisville.
He ended up building a 15-story building, which at the time was the tallest building in Louisville. And he also built 700 rooms with 700 bathrooms, which was unheard of back in 1923 because most of them had shared bathrooms on the floor.
700 rooms, each with a private bath, was quite a selling point. You still get a private bath today, but you also get a lot more space.
Over the course of the years, we've actually did a major renovation in the 1980s, and we dropped the inventory down to 293. So we doubled and tripled some of the sizes of our rooms.
And over 90 years later, the Brown is a well-known landmark here.
We started off as a focal point of the city, and a lot of the residents of Louisville and the region have just known the Brown for years and our luxury services that we've offered. And I think it's given us the ability to still stay prominent in the industry. We're very well-known in the region.
Traveling the countryside in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.